Welcome to the Financial Samurai Podcast, where we endeavor to reach financial freedom sooner rather than later. Hello, everybody. It's Sam from Financial Samurai. And in this episode, I want to share with you what it feels like to retire early. A number of people have asked me over the years, you know, what are the positives and negatives of not working for a living? And whether it's all worth it to save aggressively, to take risk investing in the stock market, real estate, and so forth. And also living below your means instead of living your best life now. And I have to say, overall, that it is worth it. It is worth retiring early to do what you really want to do if you're not doing what you're really wanting to do right now. You'll realize the older you get, the less time you'll have, or basically how much quicker time goes, because every single of your life is a greater percentage of the remaining years of your life. So let me share with you some of the positive first of retiring early, and then I'll talk about the negatives, and then some other interesting observations that I've found out. So the first positive on my list is not having to take public transportation anymore. I know it sounds a little bit petty, but man, that was the first thing that came to my mind, because I remember every single morning having to wait out in the cold for the bus, and the bus would often be late, which would cause me a lot of stress. Or two, by the time the bus got to my stop, it would be packed so the driver wouldn't stop, and therefore I'd have to walk like 5 to 10 minutes to wait for another bus and hopefully get a seat on the bus. And actually, most of the time it wasn't a seat, it was just getting on the bus packed like sardines because the bus system was so terrible here in San Francisco. Thankfully, there's rideshare, which makes it easier for all of us to go anywhere we want for a lower cost. But I would say most of us still take public transportation, and I can't imagine having to wait for a bus or missing a bus or a train or whatever that takes you 30 minutes to an hour away to a job you don't really like. The second positive about early retirement is that running errands becomes so easy. No longer do you have to go grocery shopping at 5:30 p.m. or on Sunday evening. No longer do you have to wait in line for anything. You can go and run your errands during off-peak hours all day long. And that really has been awesome, especially if you have to drive somewhere and you hate traffic. Three, there's lots of free entertainment. You'll be amazed at how much free entertainment businesses provide when people are working. And it's because most people can't take advantage of the free entertainment because they're working. So go to the park, enjoy the free shows, eat an early bird special. There's a lot of cheap or free things to do when you don't have to work. Four, the house is much cleaner. You actually have time to clean your own house, to cut your own grass, to pull the weeds, to maintain things and not have to spend any money on anything. And that goes to show that you can also learn how to do things yourself through YouTube or trial and error. You know, in the past, I didn't know how to figure out how to fix a leaky toilet, but I spent some time learning how to do it instead of spending $300 on a plumber. Five, your nightlife is better because you're not fretting having to wake up early to go to work. You know, I used to start work by 7:30 a.m. every single morning, and I was tired by 10 p.m. I just wanted to stay home and watch some TV or just veg out, or obviously write some posts. But now it's like, hey, you guys want to meet up at 9 p.m., 10 p.m., stay out until 1 a.m.? It doesn't matter because there's nothing to wake up early for. You don't have to be on for anything anymore, and that feels really great. Six, I think you'll develop better friendships because you have more time to cultivate your offline relationships now that you don't work. Those thin relationships on social media and Facebook become stronger as you actually can send them personal messages to see what's up and actually hang out. And because you're okay going to events or playing tennis or softball or just hanging out with your friends, you will naturally develop better relationships. Time equals better relationships. And that also goes with family relationships. I spend much more time speaking to my mom and dad and my sister, and I also email them all the time because I have the time. It's not like I go for a month without speaking to any of them because I'm traveling for work and just getting pounded because of all these deadlines that I have to meet. I also have time to write more comprehensive posts. So in the past, before 2012, my post length average was around 750 words. Now they average around 1400 words to 1500 words. And that's good because that provides more value. These posts rank better in search engines, and there's more traffic, and there's more revenue, and there's a better community. So this is a win for everybody. you also find more purpose in life once you retire early. I know a lot of people say if you retire early, you die quicker, but that's not true. That's only true if you are forced into retirement, not out of your own volition, not because you wanted to, but because they said, hey, we don't need you anymore. That's going to kind of hurt your psyche. But if you can strategically retire early, negotiate a severance, plan for your future with passive income and so forth, you will find more purpose in life. The large majority of people don't really love their jobs. I would say most people don't like their jobs. Think about it. There is probably something more purposeful you want to do with your life than to do whatever it is that you want to do. Do you really want to market high sugary caloric drinks to kids at PepsiCo? No. Do you want to help banks or no, the client of banks who are already rich, 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 get richer? I mean, it doesn't feel really meaningful. So I spend my time taking care of my family, which is the most important thing, obviously. And then I spend a couple hours a week being a foster care mentor. And then I spend 3 months a year being a high school tennis coach because I love these things. So these things, these activities to me are more purposeful than trying to earn institutional investors more money in their portfolios. Another benefit to early retirement is that you tend to be in better shape. You know, without having to sit in a chair for 8, 9, 12 hours a day, you're going to be able to burn way more calories walking around, playing sports, hiking, going into the mountains to snowboard or ski. There's just so many more things you can do if you don't have to be tethered to a chair. I personally try to limit my laptop and computer and mobile phone usage to 3 to 4 hours a day so I can spend an equal amount of time moving my body. And it just feels good. You know, you get up, you look on to the distance and, you know, you walk several blocks around the house. It just feels so much better. And I've been able to maintain my body weight of about 165 to 168 pounds now for the past 20 years. Another great thing about not having to work is that you have no more fear of getting fired. Nobody is safe in this economy because it's brutally competitive. There's globalization, there's no more company loyalty, there's no pensions. You can be a star performer, but if your boss hates you, for whatever reason, you're done. Or you might have a new boss. I remember when I was working, I had 7 bosses in 11 years. And I got along well with about 4 of them, but 3 of them, I don't think they really liked me. And partly because most of them were always in New York or in Hong Kong, and they didn't really get to know me. So the internet and social media has also elevated your risk of getting fired because nothing you tweet or write is ever fully private. People are blowing themselves up every single day. And I didn't realize how much stress I was containing and trying to manage regarding the fear of getting fired until I no longer had a job. I mean, during the downturn, my company went through like 5 to 7 rounds of layoff a year. So 10 to 14 rounds of layoffs in 2 years. And I knew plenty of people who got fired. And once you get fired, I've never been fired, but I know that it takes a very negative toll on your psyche. And finally, the best thing that I found out about early retirement is that I can be present with my wife and my baby boy for as much as I want. He was born in 2017, and I've been able to spend every single day taking care of him, watching over him, and seeing him grow. It's so amazing how quickly they grow and how smart they get, you know, from the first sit-up to the push-up to the crawl to the army crawl to the first steps to the baba mama. I mean, it's just unbelievable. And to be present during these precious times that you'll never get it back again, is just priceless. There's not a day that goes by where I'm not happy that I don't have to work for a living. And the same thing goes with my wife. She is so happy to be a stay-at-home mom. And, you know, it's not for everyone. Being a stay-at-home parent takes a lot of patience, time, and energy, but I wouldn't trade it for the world, especially not a job that I don't absolutely love to do. So those are a list of the positives that I can think about after 6 years of early retirement life. Now, here are the negatives that I've noticed. One, you become very impatient with waste. So traffic and long lines annoy me to hell now because I have the ability not to have to drive in traffic or not to have to go to lunch or dinner during rush hour. So when I do, it just really, really bothers me. So losing patience is a surprising negative of early retirement life. Two, early retirement gets lonely sometimes. While your friends and acquaintances are busy working, you're sometimes busy doing nothing. If you don't have a partner or family to take care of, then you might end up having breakfast, lunch, and dinner alone. It's really up to you to find your network of people to hang out with. So I've been able to find some people through a softball league as well as a tennis league that I'm part of, and it's been great to play and to get to know these people and to hang out, really. A lot of these people actually have flexible schedules, so that's really cool. And then some people don't. Actually, most people don't. And sometimes we go hang out at night for a beer or dinner. That's a way to keep me busy because loneliness really kind of sucks, especially if you're an extroverted person like myself. A third negative that I've noticed is that it's much easier to get lazy and to be lazy. The path of least resistance is to do nothing. Why bother writing an article when you can just watch a TV program and relax? Why bother, I don't know, cleaning the house when nobody's coming over? I don't know. It's really easy to get lazy in early retirement, so you really have to be self-motivated and disciplined and have the willpower to be productive and focus on doing something you really care about. Because if you have nothing to do and you start descending down the hole of sloth, it can be very dangerous and soul-sucking. So have a purpose and make sure that purpose is very clear to you and to every person around you. The next negative of early retirement is having less money. This one is obvious, but maybe not, because I know a lot of people in early retirement basically channeled their energy to do something they really love to do, and that love has turned into something very lucrative. For me, I just channeled my energy spending, 12 hours a day in the office and spending weeks traveling abroad and seeing clients to just writing. And writing for me is very cathartic. I find it really, really fun. It's great to connect with other like-minded readers and also have debates with people who disagree. And this hobby of mine has turned into an online business, and the online business has actually started making more money than at my day job, which required 60 plus hours a week to do, whereas writing and doing all this biz dev stuff takes less than 25 hours a week, and it's much more fun. But even if you end up doing nothing and have less money than you are used to, you will naturally adapt to lower levels of income. We are very adaptable on the way up and also on the way down. You will need probably around 30% less money than you think you will need in retirement. And one of the reasons why is once you're retired, you don't have to save for retirement. And especially if you've been a super saver and investor. So for myself, I was saving 50 plus percent of my after-tax income every single month. And so once I left my day job, I didn't have to save that money anymore. But old habits die hard, and I continue to save my after-tax income and passive income and online income. But I would say, don't worry. If you have less money, you'll adapt. And then the final negative I've noticed is that vacations aren't as exciting anymore. I used to take about 6 weeks off a year for the last 3 years of my working career, and I was so pumped to go to Europe, to plan my trips to Asia, to go on a cruise, to do whatever. Every single vacation was so meaningful. It was just so exciting. But now we can go wherever we want, whenever we want. Vacations just aren't that thrilling anymore. So appreciate your job if you have one, because it makes vacations all the better. I think once you retire early, you're going to find yourself smiling all the time for no reason at all. So many people have passed me by or walked by me and asked, what are you smiling about, Sam? And I'm like, I don't know, was I smiling? And I think there's just this Zen type of state of being or mind once you retire early, where you realize, hey, life is pretty good. But over time, it does get hard to stay retired. You are still young and your mind is still active, so you want to do things and more things. So for me, after about a year of not doing as much as I normally did, I started to work more on the online business. And that was really gratifying to me. And again, it's just channeling energy from my old job to something new and something that I really, really wanted to do. You will need much less than you think to be happy, and you'll need much less in retirement than you plan for. I promise you this. Just make sure you have a purpose while you are retired. And once you have that purpose, every single day will feel like Christmas. Thanks so much, everybody, and I'd love to hear about your early retirement journey and what are the things you've noticed once you retired early.